Oh my god. You should have seen the look on your face, dude. You practically jumped out of your skin. Come on, it's Halloween in a cemetery. I'm just getting in the spirit of the holiday. You really need to lighten up. What do you mean it's different when a real zombie spooks you? That's discrimination. Boy, I oughta. Ugh, whatever. I'm just really glad to see you, okay? I thought you mentioned that you wouldn't be on duty tonight because you had a party to go to. Oh, so they canceled on you. What a bunch of jerks. Who'd want to pass up the chance to hang out with you? Oh, you look so embarrassed. You really don't need to be. You're a great guy and a great night guard. Most people would have run terrified at the sight of a zombie girl rising up out of her coffin in the night, but you screamed and passed out. Well, there's always room for improvement. When you woke up, you actually were really nice and understanding about the whole zombie thing. It can be a tough leap of logic to accept that zombies and ghosts just spring up sometimes out of nowhere. Especially when none of us can explain why. But you kind of just took it in stride. I dare say you've been the best guard I've ever seen in my 97 years dead. No, don't act modest. It's true. I mean, you get on so well with everyone in the cemetery. Even a lot of the stubborn older ghosts and zombies, the ones who have been here for centuries, they all like you. Yes, even old Mrs. Price. She'd never admit it, but you're the first guard she's taken a liking to in all of her time here. And she was buried barely after the cemetery was opened. Face it, dude, you're a legend here. Everybody loves you. What do you mean, do I love you, idiot? Why would you ask me that question? Just because we talk to each other every night and spend all of our time together, and I have a picture of you taped to the top of my coffin, and I maybe touched myself to you a couple of times, does not mean I am in love with you. Seriously, you can be such an idiot sometimes. Stop laughing! What is so funny about what I just said? Okay. I guess I was being a little cute. And yes, I do love you. You make life worth living. Oh, you know what I mean. Whenever I'm in my coffin, all I can think about is when I'll get to see you again. When I'm with you, I feel this warmth in my chest that I haven't felt since I was alive. You remind me of the beauty of life and the joys of living. I love you so much for that. Now, I don't know what you feel about me, but if you don't love me back, I can live with that. Hey, just because I'm not actually living doesn't mean that you can make the same joke twice. Wait, you love me too? Oh my god, that's amazing! I'm so happy that you feel the same way. I love you so, so much. So, wanna have sex? Wow, you blushed so hard just now. That's adorable. Yeah, I wanna have sex with you. Why wouldn't I? I've already mentioned how kind you are, but you're fucking hot too. And I've seen how fit you are on this job. You're definitely the sort of guy who could go more than a couple of rounds, if you catch my drift. Oh, don't worry. It's not like us zombies rot or anything. We just turn kind of green, basically. It still freaks people out a lot, though. Well, what are you waiting for? I'm not getting any younger here. I mean, I'm not really getting any older either, but that's not the point. The point is that I want you. And you want me. At least, if that bulge in your pants down there is any indication. Come on, take off your clothes and take out your cock. I want to see exactly what I'm dealing with. Yeah, I know it's cold out. It's 11:30 at night. Why wouldn't it be? Don't worry. I have a couple of ideas on how we can warm things up. Oh, wow. Your cock is amazing. And it's already so hard for me. Can I touch it? Good. It feels so warm. God, I love the way it feels. I'm gonna start stroking it, okay? I haven't done this in a long time. I hope you'll like it. You're already groaning pretty hard. Does this feel good, baby? Me stroking your cock. Slowly pumping my soft little hand up and down. I'm glad. Oh, I love the way you look when you're feeling good. You're already throbbing in my hand. You want this bad, don't you? Well, so do I. I want every part of your cock. I know something that'll push you over the edge. Just let me get down on my knees and start to suck on your cock. Do you like the sound of that? That's it. Just relax. Oh, your cock tastes so good. You're licking pre-cum already. You must be dying to come, aren't you? As I bob my head up and down your shaft. Taking your cock a little deeper inside my mouth every time. Don't think I'm gonna just forget about your balls either. They deserve some love too. I'll just caress them softly. Fuck. Just one of them and you're already moaning so much harder. I love the sounds you're making for me. You know, I don't really need to breathe. I can deep throat your cock without even gagging. Like this. Your cock is twitching so hard inside my mouth. Are you gonna come for me soon? Maybe I should speed up my blowjob a little more and push you over the edge. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Here cum tastes amazing in my mouth. So warm and thick. And the way you're panting so hard. Poor boy. You must not have come like that for quite a while. I'm glad I can make you feel that good. But now, I want to feel good too. So hurry up and lie down in the grass. I want to ride your cock. You can see how dripping wet my pussy is, can't you? I've been burning with lust ever since I saw your cock. I need to feel you inside me. Cock is still so hard. Oh, I love the way you look right now. How flushed with desire your face looks. I'm gonna make both of us feel so good, okay? I'm gonna straddle you. Line the head of your cock up with my pussy and... light it inside. Oh, fuck. Your cock already feels so good. And it's barely inside me. Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to worry about me being hurt. I'm a zombie. We don't feel pain. And because of that, I'm gonna fuck you at full speed. You got that? Oh, fuck. Oh, goddamn. I love the way your cock feels inside me. Oh, every time I lift myself up and down. Oh, yes. My ass smacking into your hips. Oh, it feels like you go a little deeper. Oh, fuck. It feels so fucking good to ride you. Oh, and the way you moan for me. Turning me on so much. Oh, yes. Oh. You're obviously enjoying the way my tight pussy feels around your cock. Oh, yes. That's it. Grope my breasts while I ride you. Caress them. Squeeze them. Play with my nipples. I don't fucking care. As long as you keep fucking me. Oh, fuck. I love you. I love you, baby. I love that we're both feeling so fucking good together. This isn't gonna be it. You know that. I'm gonna fuck you every single night you work here. Yeah? You'll barely be through that cemetery gate before you feel my lips against yours. Kissing you. Stroking you. Doing whatever the fuck you want to me, as long as you keep on using that fucking cock of yours on me. Oh, you'll be employee of the month every fucking month, and your boss will love you for it, but he won't know that the reason you're so motivated is because you spend every night driving that cock deep inside your zombie girl lover. Oh, fuck. Just thinking about it. Oh, it turns me on even more. Fuck, yes. Grab my ass. Oh, fuck. Yes. Slam me down under your cock while you thrust up into me. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna push me over the edge like that. I'm getting so close to coming. Are you gonna come again, too? Oh, God. Go on, come with me. Drive that cock deep inside my fucking pussy and come with me. Yes. Oh, come on, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, that was perfect. Oh. just need to collapse in a heap on top of you for a little while. My orgasm was so amazing. I need a minute to focus. I love feeling so close to you. Nothing between us. Just your warm flesh against mine. I love you. And I know you love me too. So, are we dating now? What? It's a perfectly valid question. I haven't been in the outside world for a while, but back in my day, a gentleman would ask his sweetheart's hand in marriage before fucking her brains out as good as that. The least you could do is ask me out. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be so... Wait, did you just ask me out? Yes! Yes, I'll be your girlfriend. You don't know how good hearing that makes me feel. Boyfriend. Come on, put your clothes back on. I have a great spot in the cemetery I want to show you. It can be like our first date. We can even hold hands. Just make sure not to pull mine off. What do you say?